Deep lift stabilization and recycling was still in its infancy in the early 1990s. Phil Walter explains.
The concept behind deep lift was to stabilize full depth pavement, which would be the base and subbase all in one layer. When we talk about base and subbase, the material quality was much the same from top to the bottom. The concept behind it was to produce a single thickness of material which had no problems with interface layers between base and subbase. The layer was stabilised, the binder was added and mixed in a single layer, and that single layer was compacted using heavy rollers.
The RTA came up with a design requirement that if stabilisation was to be used on major highways, they would require a depth of at least 350 millimetres. The RS500 met the mixing requirements. We also developed spreaders which were a lot more accurate and had onboard weigh scales and computer readouts.
But before the new equipment was commissioned, the RTA decided to conduct a series of field trials to test materials and machines.
We got the binder suppliers, the contractors who did the work, and the equipment suppliers and the pavement designers together in a workshop. And we said, this is what we think we want. What can we do to achieve it? That workshop brought up a number of issues. As a result of those issues, we decided to fund some field trials under the Research and Development Program. We appointed Ken Porter to be an intermediary to help organise these. And over the next couple of years, we funded these field trials. And I guess the major issue that we funded was the attempt to extend and develop deep lift recycling techniques for main road standards and state highways within New South Wales.
What was so exciting about those trials?
It was exciting in a way because for a pretty bland industry, it was good times to see it polarise such that people were saying can't be done, can be done, might be done, would not be done, equipment will break down, equipment won't break down, all sorts of arguments about what the success would be. So it was pretty highly monitored in our little clique of technologists that build roads.
Was it a chance to put theory into practice here?
Exactly, and without the manacles of a highly theoretical, write it all up theoretically, apply for funds, etc., it was good stuff. We were, in the first instance, working on pavements that were probably only 250 millimetres thick, and we wanted to deep lift stabilise 300 to 350 millimetres. And we did some laboratory trials, as you would do, and decided that we were going to pull some of the subgrade up into the mixture in order to achieve the 300 millimetres. And in some cases, that was a fairly heavy clay material. So we needed a stabilising agent that would work with that clay and with the gravel and would give us setting time that would enable us to fully work the material and compact it and trim it. In other instances, we were spreading some quarry product, 40 or 50 millimetres of quarry product on top of the road to give us the thickness of 300 or 350 millimetres because we didn't want to mix with the clay subgrade because it was a problem. So they were heady days, and suffice to say, we had some successes, and we were achieving outputs of the order, even in those trials, of 1,000 to 1,200 square metres of production per day, 300 millimetres thick, and achieving a very compact, very hard pavement, which could then be trimmed and sealed.
The experience from those trials provided the guidelines as to how to carry out the future work. And I guess the lessons we learned from those was that we should be going for heavily bound pavements because the lightly bound trial didn't last very long. We learned quite a lot about process control, and there was a lot learned about improvements in spreading, improvements in mixing.
What happened after the R&D trials was that this process took off. There was quite a bit of it done, and we became a little bit concerned that while this was a good process, we hadn't had any experience with the long-term performance of it, particularly what might happen in terms of shrinkage cracking of cemented materials, which always occurs. As a result of that, an ALF trial was developed that was run at a site near Cooma, and that was run in 1994, so we could assess or try to assess the long-term performance under heavily trafficked loads of these materials.
An ALF, accelerated loading facility, is a large frame where a half axle dual tyre can run across the pavement rapidly, and we could produce that sort of 20-year life in a few months. And so it's also placed on top of the pavement as constructed. So you could construct a pavement by normal means and normal exposure situations. And we did that in a quarry adjacent to Monero Highway near New Monero River, 20 kilometres north of Cooma, and then tested it to show that in actual fact this pavement would perform for 20 years in those support drainage climate situations. It would be only limitation we said was we weren't testing the long-term environmental, which was a shrinkage cracking situation, because obviously we tested within a few months, not over the life of the pavement. But it was shown that we could confidently go ahead and continue that type of work and we'd get reasonable life from it.